SRN News. I'm John Scott. Tampa resident Brooke Karstensen, whose home was flooded by Hurricane Helene, says the community really has come together to help one another.
We all have our hurricane or our bug out kits or our hunker down kits, and everyone has like the chainsaw or the tarp or this or that. But really the most important thing for us was the community we'd built. And that made all the difference for both the hurricane rescue and the recovery, and now hopefully the restoration.
President Biden surveyed hurricane damage Sunday. Crews continue to reconnect electricity as of Monday morning. Florida power companies had restored electricity to almost 90% of the 3.4 million homes and businesses that lost service after Milton made landfall last Wednesday. Lines for gasoline seem considerably shorter. Federal disaster workers have changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats. The threats that they could be targeted by a militia emerged over the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. will send more equipment and some troops to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
At the direction of President Biden, the Pentagon authorized the deployment of an advanced missile defense system to Israel, along with U.S. military personnel to operate it. A Pentagon spokesman said the system will help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's ballistic missile attacks this year. Israel is widely believed to be preparing a military response to Iran's launching of 180 missiles into Israel earlier this month. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The Dow had 223 points. The NASDAQ composite up 194. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are being stretched this month. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They were already hard at work with people who suffered loss at the hands of Hurricane Helene, and then Hurricane Milton struck. Florida is reeling from the 1-2 punch, and Christian ministries that provide relief are maxing out their budgets to help. A number of these groups, including Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army, have actually been more effective than the federal government at getting help to people fast. Now they need fresh donations to stay on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who sued his ex-wife's friends for helping her obtain an abortion has informed the court that the two sides have reached a settlement, foregoing the need for a trial that would have tested his argument that their actions amounted to assisting in a wrongful death. Attorneys for Marcus Silva and the three women he sued last year have now filed court papers stating they have reached an agreement. This is SRN News. With Election Day fast approaching, the presidential contest remains too close to call. Two new polls released over the weekend show Vice President Harris losing ground in her slight edge over former President Trump nationwide. The ABC and NBC News poll results are within the margin of error. A popular Democrat senator warns Elon Musk may help Donald Trump defeat Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania.
Outspoken Democrat Senator John Fetterman is warning his party not to take lightly the appeal Musk has to some Pennsylvania voters. He said in a weekend interview, Musk appeals to a demographic Democrats struggle with. At a Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Musk told the crowd Democrats want to, quote, take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. Fetterman warns that Democrats who mock or dismiss Musk may do so to their own peril. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.